Hey there, it's Kona Gallagher, host of And Then They Were Gone and Day by Day True Crime Stories, and I'm here to bring you an amazing opportunity to win some incredible prizes, all for a good cause. Join the Texas Advocacy Project's The Big Game Football Squares Raffle on February 9th, 2025, and help support survivors of power-based abuse. For every $100 donation, you secure a square and a chance to win amazing prizes. You can choose from two exciting grids. The Hawaiian Paradise Grid offers a grand prize of a seven-night stay for two at a luxury resort in Oahu or the Big Island. Or play the Beachfront Mexico Grid for a chance to win a four-night, all-inclusive stay for two at a five-star Marival Luxury Resort in Banderas Bay or Nuevo Nayarit, Mexico. Your contributions help survivors understand their rights, navigate the justice system, and secure emergency protective orders. To participate, visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org and select your grid today. Don't miss out. Tune in to the Texas Advocacy Project's Facebook page on February 9th, 2025, during the game for live updates on winners. Prizes are awarded at the end of each quarter, with the grand prize at the game's conclusion. So score big for a cause. Visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org to learn more. Hello, and welcome to Day by Day True Crime Stories, the podcast where we explore a different crime or justice milestone from this day in history. I'm your host, Kona Gallagher, and today is January 30th. This day in 1972 marked one of the darkest chapters in modern history, a day now known as Bloody Sunday. In the bogside area of Derry, Northern Ireland, a peaceful protest against internment without trial turned into a massacre when British soldiers opened fire on unarmed civilians. 13 people were killed that day, with another dying later from their injuries. This tragedy, also called the Bogside Massacre, became a turning point in the Troubles, a period of intense conflict in Northern Ireland. In today's episode, we'll explore the historical context, the day's events, the long fight for justice, and the cultural impact that we still feel today. Let's get started. To understand Bloody Sunday, we need to explore the backdrop of the Troubles, a decades-long conflict that divided Northern Ireland. At the heart of this struggle was a deep rift between the Catholic nationalist community who sought a united Ireland and the Protestant unionist community who wanted Northern Ireland to remain a part of the United Kingdom. By the late 1960s, civil rights movements in Northern Ireland, inspired by similar efforts in the US, were pushing back against systemic discrimination. Catholics faced unequal access to housing, jobs, and political representation, with practices like gerrymandering skewing local governance. The situation escalated in 1971 when the British government implemented internment without trial, a policy that allowed authorities to detain suspected Irish Republican Army members indefinitely. This policy overwhelmingly targeted Catholics, fueling anger and alienation. By early 1972, tensions were at a boiling point. Protests were officially banned, but civil rights leaders in Derry planned a march for January 30th to oppose internment, despite the risks. On the afternoon of January 30th, 1972, between 10,000 and 15,000 people gathered in the Craigan area of Derry. Families, students, and activists marched together in a peaceful show of resistance. The plan was to walk to Guildhall Square in the city center for a rally, but British soldiers from the 1st Battalion Parachute Regiment, known as 1 Para, were stationed to block the march. As the demonstrators approached military barricades, they were rerouted toward Free Derry Corner, a symbolic site within the Bogside neighborhood. While most protesters followed the new route, a smaller group of youths split off and clashed with soldiers at a barricade on William Street. They threw stones, which was a familiar scene during the Troubles, and was often met with rubber bullets, tear gas, or water cannons. But that day, soldiers escalated the situation in a way that shocked the world. At around 4:10 p.m., members of One Para entered the bogside under the pretense of arresting rioters. But almost immediately, the soldiers opened fire, wounding two civilians on William Street. What followed was pure chaos. As soldiers pushed deeper into Bogside, they began firing indiscriminately. 17-year-old Jackie Duddy was shot in the back while running away. Father Edward Daly, a local priest, tried to carry him to safety, waving a blood-stained handkerchief, a haunting image that is now synonymous with Bloody Sunday. In all, 13 civilians lost their lives that day, including Michael Kelly, John Young, and William Nash. John Johnston, another victim, succumbed to his injuries months later. Many were shot while fleeing, and others were gunned down trying to help the injured. The soldiers claimed they were responding to gunfire from IRA members, but eyewitness accounts and forensic evidence later disproved this. None of the victims were armed, and no evidence of IRA activity was found at the scene. The massacre sparked outrage far beyond Derry. On January 31st, the Republic of Ireland observed a national day of mourning, and protests erupted worldwide. In Dublin, tens of thousands marched to the British Embassy, culminating in the building being set on fire on February 2nd. Bloody Sunday fueled recruitment for the IRA, as many young Catholics saw armed resistance as the only way to fight back against British oppression. The British Army and government initially defended the soldiers, claiming that they had been fired upon first. However, the nationalist community in Northern Ireland rejected this narrative. Bloody Sunday became a rallying cry for the civil rights movement and deepened the divide between Catholics and Protestants. In the wake of international outrage, the British government convened the Widgery Tribunal, led by Lord Chief Justice John Widgery. The tribunal, however, was a gross miscarriage of justice. It concluded that the soldiers' actions were, quote, bordering on the reckless, but it largely absolved them, repeating the claim that they had been fired on by armed protesters. This finding ignored eyewitness testimony and forensic evidence and was widely condemned as a whitewash. For the victims' families, it was a devastating blow, reinforcing their belief that justice was out of reach. But then in 1998, over 25 years after Bloody Sunday, British Prime Minister Tony Blair announced a new investigation, the Seville Inquiry. This inquiry aimed to uncover the truth about what happened on January 30th, 1972. Over the course of 12 years, it collected testimonies from hundreds of witnesses, including survivors, soldiers, and forensic experts. In 2010, the Seville report concluded that all those killed were, in fact, unarmed and posed no threat. It found that soldiers fired without provocation and that some victims were shot while helping others. The report also revealed that soldiers had knowingly provided false statements to cover up their actions. In an historic moment, Prime Minister David Cameron formally apologized in Parliament, stating, quote, "What happened on Bloody Sunday was both unjustified and unjustifiable. It was wrong," end quote. Bloody Sunday left an indelible mark on both Irish and global culture. It inspired countless works of art, music, and literature that keep the victims' memories alive. One of the most famous tributes is the song Sunday, Bloody Sunday by U2. Released in 1983, the song captures the anguish and frustration of that day while calling for peace. Other works, such as the 2002 film Bloody Sunday, directed by Paul Greengrass, provide a poignant retelling of the events. These pieces of art ensure that Bloody Sunday remains in the public consciousness and serves as a call to prevent history from repeating itself. Bloody Sunday remains one of the darkest days in Northern Ireland's history. It exemplifies how state violence can escalate tensions and deepen divisions. For the families of the victims, the Seville report and Cameron's apology were steps toward healing, but they still continue to fight for accountability. Bloody Sunday was a tragedy that claimed 14 innocent lives and left a scar on the collective memory of Northern Ireland. As we remember the victims of this horrible attack, it's important to also reflect on the importance of justice, accountability, and peace. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Day by Day True Crime Stories. If you found this story compelling, please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. And be sure to join me tomorrow as we explore another milestone in true crime history. In the meantime, stay safe and remember that behind every headline is a life worth remembering. Day by Day, True Crime Stories is a Little Monster production.
Hey, you can do it!
Hey there, it's Kona Gallagher, host of And Then They Were Gone and Day by Day True Crime Stories, and I am here to bring you an amazing opportunity to win some incredible prizes, all for a good cause. Join the Texas Advocacy Project's The Big Game Football Squares Raffle on February 9th, 2025, and help support survivors of power-based abuse. For every $100 donation, you secure a square and a chance to win amazing prizes. You can choose from two exciting grids. The Hawaiian Paradise Grid offers a grand prize of a seven-night stay for two at a luxury resort in Oahu or the Big Island. Or play the Beachfront Mexico Grid for a chance to win a four-night, all-inclusive stay for two at a five-star Marival Luxury Resort in Banderas Bay or Nuevo Nayarit, Mexico. Your contributions help survivors understand their rights, navigate the justice system, and secure emergency protective orders. To participate, visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org and select your grid today. Don't miss out. Tune into the Texas Advocacy Project's Facebook page on February 9th, 2025, during the game for live updates on winners. Prizes are awarded at the end of each quarter with the grand prize at the game's conclusion. So score big for a cause. Visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org to learn more.